The presidential campaign plays out on search engines. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. John McCain and Barack Obama are engaged in an advertising contest on the internet where both are buying up keywords from the likes of Google and Yahoo. Ads for the campaigns appear in results when surfers search on keywords and phrases like Iraq War and bailout. But McCain is besting Obama in search engine advertising, according to a story in Advertising Age magazine. Digital editor Abby Clausen says the McCain campaign is buying more keywords and is reaping the reward of more search-related visits to johnmccain.com.
John McCain is buying a whole bunch of different terms. He's buying his own name. He's buying Sarah Palin's name. He's buying competitors' names. He's buying on a slew of issue-based keywords. So those would be things like the Iraq War or mortgage crisis, economy, stuff like that. Barack Obama's doing much of the same as well. And so, you know, they see this opportunity to try to pick off searchers as they are searching for, you know, their competitive candidates. But I think they also see an opportunity to try to sway swing voters as those voters are looking for, you know, how the candidates approach certain issues.
I assume this is kind of a geographical thing where swing states or searchers are seeing more ads.
One of the things you can do with search marketing is what we call geo-targeting. So you can target based on where somebody lives. And if you live in a swing state, you're going to see a lot more search ads than you would if you live in California or New York. So, you know, I might do a search on a specific term and not see anything from either candidate, but I might, you know, ask my sister who lives in Minnesota, which is obviously a swing state, and she would see a whole slew of advertising, you know, not only from the candidates, but also from special interest groups and PACs and 527s.
Your story in Advertising Age suggests that the John McCain campaign is sort of ahead in search advertising, doing a little bit better job, perhaps, than the Obama campaign. In what way is that so?
Well, it's very clear that McCain seems to be benefiting more from search in terms of search driving traffic to his website. So I pulled a few numbers, and according to Compete, which is an online web measurement service, 22% of McCain's traffic in August came from paid search. Only 14% of Obama's traffic came from paid search. The data also suggests that the traffic that McCain is getting from search is actually of perhaps a higher quality. People coming from search to johnmccain.com tend to stay a little bit longer on the website than people coming from search to BarackObama.com.
Is there some negative search engine ad campaigning going on? I would assume there is.
Absolutely. When you talk about negative campaigning, it certainly does not end, you know, on TV. Actually, it's interesting. They're not only launching attack ads via search, but they're also addressing attacks via search, so addressing negative activity. There is, if you search for Barack Obama Muslim, you get an ad that says Barack Obama Muslim myth, and it says Barack Obama is a Christian. Get the facts at his official site, BarackObama.com. So they're using it both offensively and defensively.
Abby Clausen is digital editor of Advertising Age. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.